Hoig. Back out to Wenzel. Bender from 25 feet. Retreats to midcourt, going against Mason Yon. Over to Joe Wenzel. High post to Krieger. Goes against the freshman. And kicks it over to the right block to Ben Jones. Nothing there. Back out to Bender. He dives in the lane, and the floater is good. Bender with 6 points in the third, 13 on the night. 42-31, Sandusky by 11. 2.5 to play in the third. Brady Kirsch, top of the key, dribbling, retreats against Cody Hoy. Now it goes back into the left elbow, comes back out. Mason Yon, right wing into the corner. Ryan Seaman for three, in. It's good. Ryan Seaman's second three of the night. And we have a 30-second timeout called by Sandusky. 42-34, an 8-point lead for Sandusky. Actually, 30-second timeout. We'll be back.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
.214 left in the third quarter, and Havarich is showing some life still in him, as they've cut the deficit down to 8 points. It was 13 at the half. Sandusky, 90 feet from the hoop, inbounding. Havarich showing a three-quarter press. Bender against Seaman, now getting across the timeline to the right wing. Back up top of the key. 2 minutes remain in the third. 42-34, Sandusky over Havarich in the Greater Thumb East. Wenzel, left wing extended. Back up to Ben Jones. Top of the high post to Krieger. Spins, nothing there. Over to Wenzel, left wing. Back to Krieger in the low block and gets it to fall for two shots, or 2 points, excuse me.
That was too easy.
Ben Krieger with 9, 10-point lead for the Redskins. Ryan Seaman across the timeline, goes all the way down to left block. Nothing there, comes back out. At the left elbow, down to Smiglinski, in for 2 points.
His first two varsity points.
Smiglinski with 2 points, 44-36, Sandusky. 1:23 left in the third. Bender retreats after pushing it up court. Right wing Ben Jones holds it in one hand. Back up to Bender, 1:12 left. Left wing Wenzel against Halifax. Skip pass to Ben Jones, right wing extended, 5 feet from midcourt. 1 minute remaining. Down the baseline, Hoig goes up for two and he gets it to fall. Hoig with 5. Sandusky by 10. Brady Kirsch needs to get in quickly. Does to Ryan Seaman. Nearly 5 second call. 49 seconds left remaining in this period. Ryan Seaman, top of the key, over to the right wing. Still dribbling. Brady Kirsch, top of the key, being guarded by Hoy. Gets a screen from Halifax to the right, and that's going to be a moving screen.
It was illegal.
Against Halifax. That'll be his second, and just the team's second of the second half. A little bit of slow whistle so far in the second since our intermission. And we have some substitutions. Mason Yon, Julian Tenerife, and Cody Brown checking in for Harbor Beach. Ryan Seaman, Halifax, and Smiglinski check out.
Actually, it was an illegal screen about maybe 5 seconds before, and the official missed it, and he knew it. Looking for the second time around.
38 seconds left. In the third quarter, a 10-point lead for the Redskins. It was 13 at the half. Ben Jones crossed the timeline, being guarded by Tenerife. Harvich coming out in a man-to-man now after majority of the third quarter in a zone. Top of the key, Krieger, 18 seconds left. Back to Bender, being guarded by Schelke. Dribbling to his right, now to his left, now back to the right. Wide open lane, and we have a whistle before the shot. And it will be a foul on the floor against James Schelke. A little bit too much body in on that one. Second foul for Schelke, third for the Pirates. Ben Jones will inbound for Sandusky and underneath their own hoop, right side of your radio, leading by 10 points. In feeds it in to Hoig, over to Bender. 7 seconds left. Dribbling, top of the key. Tries to pull for three. He does. Short. And we have a whistle on the rebound as Brady Kirsch cleared out Ben Jones a little bit too quick. And it will be Brady Kirsch's second foul of the evening and the fourth of the team for Harbor Beach. And the clock is showing zeros. And so that is the end of the third quarter. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network, 46-36 Sandusky by 10 after three quarters on your hardwood home for high school hoops.
Dearest Colette, it has been a fortnight since I last received your correspondence, and I have treasured it deeply. I write to you now in the hopes that this message receives you well, though I know not when or even if you shall receive it. Lord willing, then my love shall reach you. Sincerely, Reginald. And now hit send. What? No bars? No! No! Oh, no!
Is your outdated phone or inconsistent cell service making you feel out of touch with the modern world? It's time to leap into the future with 4G LTE service from Thumb Cellular. The guaranteed best coverage and most dependable service throughout the Thumb area, the latest smartphones, and local offices you can stop into in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Visit Thumb Cellular today, and then you'll know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
On to the fourth quarter, it's Sandusky by 10 points, 46-36. Harbor Beach actually outscored the Redskins 15-12 in the third quarter. And James Shelkey and the Pirates coming up the court with some intensity to start the fourth. Shelkey, the left block goes up for, and it's good, and one, going to the line for one shot.
Now that was nice patience out of Shelkey. He just went ahead and just pivoted around until he was open, and he made that nice bank shot. And he's going for the old-fashioned three-point play.
And that foul goes against Ben Krieger, his third, team's third for Sandusky. And the free throw is good. A seven-point ball game suddenly, 46-39, 7:47 left in the fourth quarter. Bender, Tom McKee, over to Ben Jones, being guarded by Mason Yon. Seven and a half to play. Picks up his dribble, is a little bit in trouble. Joe Wenzel bails him out, top of the key. Being guarded by Ryan Seaman. 46-39, Sandusky by 7 points.
Now Bender's the one to watch, and he's being guarded by Kirsch.
Wenzel nearly steals it, or loses, excuse me, in the corner. And instead, it is touched out of bounds by James Shelkey. Sandusky ball right in front of their own bench, right side of your radio. They lead by 7, 7:19 left in the fourth. He's into Krieger against Tenerife. He dribbles back up top of the key.
That's a good matchup, by the way. Krieger and Tenerife.
I cringe a little bit when I see Krieger dribble, though. I think everyone did in the gym. Wenzel, and I was no better, let me tell you that. Bender in the corner on the give and go to Krieger, and it's stolen by Brady Kirsch.
Tenerife got a hand in the play, and Kirsch is bringing the ball up right at the point to make it a drive.
Going to work and goes down to the right block, and there's a foul still on the floor, and this will go against Cody Hoig. That will be his third and Sandusky's, what I do believe, is fourth team foul. Mason Yon will inbound for the Pirates. Checking in for Sandusky, Ryan Campbell has not seen much of this second half as he had picked up his quick third foul about a minute into the third. Number 10, Cody Hoig sits down. Mason Yon inbounding for the Pirates and gets into James Shelkey, the right wing. Dribbling into the lane, jump stop, goes up, can't get it to fall. And gets his own rebound, gets up, and he's hammered. And he'll go to the free throw line for two shots this time. James Shelkey showing the will of a tough-nosed Shelkey, as expected. Ball goes against number 0, Ben Krieger. That's his fourth, team's fifth.
You know, as he's growing, he is looking exactly like his brother.
Yes, indeed. Free throw's good from James Shelkey. Brings Harbor Beach within 6 points. Trenton Lee checks in, replaces the four foul Ben Krieger. Harbor Beach on a 4-0 run here to start the fourth. We'll play it at minute 21.